I'm Viviana Pajara. I'm from Alice Springs and Utopia, northeast of Alice, which is an Aboriginal community. And, yeah, I've been working at Karma Productions for a bit over 2 years and, loving it.
Fabulous. So can you talk about why you entered the Spirit Initiative? What drove you?
Well, I mean, of course, since the announcement of the initiative, I immediately thought what a great opportunity that'd be whoever were to receive the initiative. So, we always get call outs and all that stuff from NITV. So, of course, I was encouraged to apply for the initiative, which I just got it, submitted my application in last minute. So it was really great to have received the award. And I know it will present many great opportunities.
Fabulous. Before we talk about your pitch with your story, do you want to talk about your role now and how you became a media maker?
My role at Karma Productions is I'm trainee director, producer, basically trainee everything. Here at Karma Productions, we get thrown in the deep end a lot. And, we work on short documentaries, longer documentaries occasionally some drama as well, many corporates. So we get lots of hands-on experience and a great support system here at Karma Productions. So it's great.
Fabulous. Well, do you want to talk about your pitch to NITV for the Our Stories collection?
So the pitch that I submitted with my initiative application, I was really eager to have my three grandparents, my three nanas, great aunts, who are also famous utopian artists, recognised nationally and internationally. The story is to, reminisce and revisit country before their country in Anankara before a mining company starts exploration on their beautiful untouched country. So, and hoping to find a sacred cave where they spent the first few years of their lives. The cave also I've been told that it has handprints and their earliest artwork shown in the cave as well. So it would be really amazing we could all travel, go back to the cave and revisit and, before this mining company destroys it all.
Can you share us a bit more about your people? You mentioned the name of your people and name of country. Is it the Aliyawarra?
Aliyawarra, yes.
Can you explain a bit more about the country and language?
Yeah, so where my family's from, it's called the Utopia region, which is, it spreads for a couple of hundred kilometres. It's 250 kilometres northeast of Alice Springs. And, there's two different language groups in the Utopia region, Amadjara and Aliyawarra. And they're all connected language groups, all connected with each other, meaning that they're similar in words and pronunciation. That's where all my family's from. The place that it's called is Alpara, the English name. And, it's known as Utopia. So, it's a big place.
So when you decided to pitch this story, so what were some of the things that you were thinking about? Obviously, you can't share too much. I mean, you're going to go into production with this. What were sort of some of the things that you, like as sort of formats that you wanted to use with the production of this?
The formats? I'm not too sure what you mean.
Like with film, like you want, film, did you have any sort of, are you going to be using anything additional, other, animation or anything like that with the story?
Oh, right.
Or is that something you'd like to explore?
No, it would just be, beautiful footage out on the country. It's a very beautiful country, lovely landscape shots that we'll be able to get. And it'll be a very beautiful film in the end. But no, we won't be using any animations or anything like that. It'll be very real. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And so you went up to the actual festival, like you went up to the Remote Indigenous Media Festival. Can you talk a bit about your experience there, please?
I've attended the Remote Indigenous Media Festival in Yirrkala, which was last week, the first ever remote media festival I've ever been to. It was a very wonderful experience. I did not know what to expect, but, I met fabulous people, did lots of networking. And it was just mainly about, just meeting all the people in the industry that you often deal with a lot but never get to meet. So, meeting those people was really, really great, as well as visiting the beautiful community, strong culture, and, it was really great that they were able to host it. It was such a beautiful place.
So were there any platforms or anything that you sort of attended, like with workshops or training there, that was something outside of what you were used to working with?
Yeah, so the Media Festival gave me the opportunity to attend a virtual reality workshop, which it's basically 360 filming, you get these goggles and you get to view the image as if you're right there in a 360 way. It's really, really impressive. So I never got to work with that type of form. That was great to see that and have hands-on experience doing that in the workshop.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's sort of become a big thing now with the virtual reality, which they said it was on its way, but I find it interesting, like as children, you know, when you're out and about and you're looking out the window, or you're sort of going, oh, look at this, look at that. And then, you know, as you sort of get older, you're sort of quiet about that kind of thing. And now you see all these people walking around with their virtual reality going, oh, look at this. You know, it's kind of interesting how it's sort of come full circle, but in a more digital sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really, really, it was really impressive. As I said, I haven't worked with that ever, and probably won't for a while again, but it's good to get my head wrapped around what it actually is and how it works.
Well, more about your placement with the prize. You've won 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks at NITV in Sydney?
Yeah, correct. I'm a 3-week working placement in NITV at Sydney. So, lots of hands-on experience there, getting mentored, and that will, you know, help me gain more confidence working in media and production. I'll get to rotate between the different departments, the commissions department, the new NITV News, internal productions, Living Black Radio as well, which is awesome.
Right. We'll get you on air while you're there.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. And, I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity.
Fabulous. It's opening some doors for you. You're also commissioned with your documentary for Our Story. So we'll be seeing that beautiful story that you're going to tell about your nanas. And, you're also going to be attending the International Documentary Conference as well in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to, attending the Australian International Documentary Conference with a few of the NITV people. I've never been to that, of course. So, it's another great opportunity to network and meet lots of experienced filmmakers in Australia as well as international filmmakers. And, I'm just really, really looking forward to it.
It's huge, isn't it? It's a big congratulations on winning the initiative, Viviana. I know that you've worked very hard to get there, and also that your story that you're going to tell about your nanas is going to be absolutely beautiful, and we'll all be waiting to see it. So I'm sure it's a big journey to go and do this as well with your nanas, and, something that you'll never forget.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm very grateful to have won the initiative. It's it's allowed me to be able to go back to film with the ladies and revisit the country and stuff, and and share that with the rest of the country. So thanks again to NITV, everyone there, and for giving me this amazing opportunity.